I see some very good music. So for me, it's kind of like this music should be known and this music should like go somewhere. Obviously, we're super small. It's not something that, oh my God, you did Alter Disco, so wow, you're famous. That's not it. But it's maybe our way to just promote good music in general. It doesn't really matter the genre too. Like it's something like completely open. Yeah, someone can do just ambient music or I don't know, even techno, which is not really our niche, but if you do it super well, we would surely like open our doors. And also there are some people that are already known from everyone, but they're still doing very good music because it's not just like, ah, okay, you're famous, then you're going to do, then you're doing good music. That's not very proportional. Like
I know, I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
So we try to find it, not really known people, and also on the already known, but yeah, just good music in general.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ and you're listening now to Give Me a Beat.
Sometimes this is looked at a little bit frowned upon, I would say, when the people have other interests, when they're not just doing DJ or just doing music. Sometimes the community or artists can frown upon and say like they're not fully living it. But for me, there is another element, and this is the element that you are able to showcase. It's the element of being able to support really truly what you like, because you don't have a dependency on a commercial side as much, because you can really see the difference when people become famous, when people have an image, when there are certain expectations from audience. Bottom line, they need to follow this. You know, if they're playing on a big stages, it's a little bit tricky to go alternative suddenly, you know? It gives you a bit of an independence, and that's what I like hearing also about Alter Disco and what you are planning to do, I think.
And it's I think what you said is like is right. And it's kind of like a when you have the bigger amount of people that you have in front of you, usually you need to go a bit more mainstream or a bit more dark, because like when it's too, like I, what I'm talking about is maybe like 5,000 people is just too much. It's something that it's very hard for you to go completely underground in front of 5,000 people. So it's a very tricky thing, and I think only like very, very, very good DJs can do that. Maybe I'm not sure if I can already do that. But. Yeah, but no, but it's kind of like I have played like maybe once or twice in a very big stages, and it's very like it's a lot. Also because I think when there's so many people, music, people are going there for the music, but music sometimes is almost like a background scene because it's too much. Like there's too many people, so it's kind of like it goes into a place that it's a bit, music sometimes can get a bit lost in this. This is one of the reasons of why I love smaller crowds. I think like 1,000 could be like, that's it. Like
I know what you mean. I've been on a great big gigs and I've been on a great underground gigs, but I think both is needed in a way. You know, the big gigs are also needed because bottom line, you also want to be paid eventually for what you are doing. And that commercial side is coming from those that went mainstream. But without the underground, the creativity will be lost. So I think both are needed, like in any profession. I think both is needed, but I think it's very rare to have these examples, because right now some of the mainstream DJs are really too mainstream. It's almost like there is no fun, you know? It's just how it is. Yeah.
I would just say that it gets a bit like the same. Like you listen to the first track and you listen to the 10th track and it's the same. It doesn't really change. There's no like creativity.
Surprise.
There's no surprises, like zero surprises. And the underground part is really about surprising people, really about bringing some very weird stuff and also making the weird stuff more familiar, so that maybe in 5 years the mainstream will play what you played like 5 years ago.
Listen.
What I wanted still to ask you, what is next for you right now? I mean, you were talking about the alter disco, in which direction is going, but what is personal next for you coming up?
Well, I have been doing like baby steps in production. So for me, that's kind of completely new, because the logistics about productions is something completely different, because all my life I have selected records and I have listened to all types of music, but it's just like about listening and like maybe developing my taste and everything. And I'm not an artist in a way that I'm not going to go in a piano and I'm going to go like I'm going to do some music. This is not me. This is not how music comes to me. However, right now I have been teaming up with some people, and which are true musicians. And it's very interesting, because he sent me some of the like some harmonies, and then I put them on the aesthetic that I think it's beautiful and that I think it's it makes sense. And also like thinking maybe about the dance floor a bit, so how it should, like all the format of the track should work. So it's kind of funny, because I never thought it that way, but we can do like a very good team in this, because it's kind of like this is how you do it and this is where you are supposed to go. So it's kind of like a mix of both of them, and it can get very beautiful. So for me, we're doing like very nice and different stuff. And probably in the beginning of next year, we're going to release an EP. Other than that, just playing a lot. I'm going to do a tour in Australia. So it's for the first time I'm going to go there in November. And then December, I go to Brazil, and I'm starting to create a small tour, so in the Americas. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then February, I'm back again, and then I deliver my thesis, and then I'm done.
Are you able to work on your thesis while you're doing all this DJing? Is that what's happening?
Well, I did my master's, which had like lectures every day and the most difficult exams in my life, oral exams, which is very weird for me, but for Italians, it's super natural. And it was really like probably the most difficult year that I have done. But my thesis did not start yet. So right now I'm on vacation. But yeah, the idea is I need to do an internship and then write my thesis and everything in between,
everything else as well.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Barbara Boeing. I am a DJ and you're listening now to Gimme a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Gimme a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster, of course, and this is Radio Laura. In tonight's show, I am focusing
we will promise to hold set of balances you. The screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
Miss Brown's my name. You didn't wait for all the information before you turned me away. Wait a minute, sir. You kind of hurt my feelings. You see me as a sweet back loaded bullet, so you've got a meal to get a taste. I see right through what were you. Right child. We took a long, hard look in my ass and played golf for a while. And she is like a fish. You pat me on the head. You took me out to wine dine 69, but you don't hear a damn word.
Se su olodo kai 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 yema ya olodo kai 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 hace su olodo la dio que 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 yema ya olodo agua lodo mio. Yemaya olodo, agua lodo mío. Yemaya olodo, agua lodo mío. Yemaya olodo, agua lodo mío.
Baby, fuck, still in jail. Good witches I fuck with. Bad bitches.